This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, as opposed to anybody else. There is somebody who had the audacity to use the Good Day logo on a program. Actually, Fox used it, too, for a while, until my lawyer sent them a note suggesting that I owned the term Good Day Show, Good Day Radio, Good Day This, Good Day That, and that if you would mind your own P's and Q's, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
How'd that work?
It worked and it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Well,
there's a good side.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off in this hour of Good Day. We're all very happy to be here with you. It's so nice to be with you. Remember that song? Everything you say and do. Bum, bum, bum. You don't remember that song?
No, I forgot.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I want everybody, this is my mantra for the world.
Okay,
find a job that you can be happy to go to every day. Be happy with your job. It
also
sounds like.
Started in middays.
Yeah. Instead of like we do in the morning, 4
find
o'clock.
Find a job you love that starts at noon.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been around cows all my life and getting up at 4 o'clock, so it's never been a big deal. I think that's why one of the reasons that I started on doing mornings, even when I was back in college, is because I was up. And so, you know, you kind of start that. It was easy for me to go do stuff at that hour of the day. I always had classes in the morning, and then I could go work on, there was a bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school. That leads
so when you
to
went to college, actually, this is we've known each other for a long time. Okay, so when you went to college, you still worked on a farm.
Yep, I did. I worked on the farm. I worked in the radio station. Since I was in college, I'd done the same things till today. Worked on
a
radio.
I knew that. I thought because you know I knew that you were around the farm growing up. I did not know that you actually sought one out when you went to college.
There's a very famous bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio. And it was very interesting. I was in charge of shoveling manure.
Still? Somewhat?
Yeah,
okay,
right,
so
exactly,
what did you what did you earn for working on that farm? Can you remember?
I think it was $2 an hour or something like that. Yeah. It's a big money. The first
pretty
radio
good
job.
For 1847. I mean, that's pretty
good.
Yeah, funny.
Thank you. That's right. Dun, dun, dun. The first radio job I had paid me $1.85 an hour. I do remember that. But no, I think working on the farm was $2 an hour. All right, let's see what we can find out here. Again, sort of the theme here is for you to be important. It's more important to be happy with your job because sometimes it's often less important than how you do it. If you're happy, doesn't that help you define yourself? Think about that for a second. Looking at our job, many people identify themselves. You know, they give you a card here. This is who I am. No, it's not. It's what you do. It's not who you are. But if you're holding a job that you like, it can help you be a better person, feel better. Which comes first, being a better person than doing a better job, or doing a better job and becoming a better person?
Well, I think it's also something that you're proud of that helps your identity, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I've been looking forward to this for at least 24 hours. The overview of the great Lauren Boebert. And I always thought she was a classless piece of trash. Now I know she is.
I'm going to say that she's probably not.
No excuses,
I'm not making excuses for her. Can you just let me finish for a second?
I'm not sure.
I'm
go
not
ahead, try it though. Go ahead.
I'm not saying that she's doing worse than other people in her age and her situation because she's, as she said, she's gone through a divorce, she's dating, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, fine.
What, so you got to let the guy fall into your breast and
no,
you reach over and take care of
it? No, can you let me finish? You're going to like the next part.
Okay, go
because
ahead.
Because I understand that she's in a position that a lot of 37-year-old women are in. Maybe they have one too many cocktails, and they might do something that they're not proud of. That being said, when you know that the world hates you for your political views... and they do. I mean,
I don't hate her for her political views.
Oh, no, you absolutely.
I just think she's
you could hear in your voice. You're joyful that she was caught on
no,
camera.
No, I'm not. I'm joyful.
Oh, yeah,
that,
all right.
I think she and AOC and all these other
people. But there are a lot of people, and AOC is another one, that would be joyful in the fact that if they caught them doing something, they're going to exploit it. So you have to outsmart those people. And if you're going to do stupid things, you better be sure that no one's got a camera going.
Right.
And you better be sure not to make a jerk out of yourself because you're going
to
get caught.
So
every single time, whether you're AOC or you're Lauren Boebert, if you're doing something like that, somebody's going to be targeting you because they're not afraid to be loud. They paint a target on themselves.
Well, yeah, right. So you have done a masterful job, as I knew you would, at sort of smoothing this over.
Well,
and it's not
that I'm a Lauren Boebert fan, because I'm not, really.
Yeah,
I can't tell you that I have, like, any, like, oh, my God, I have to protect her. But I just look at this from, like, an honest perspective. I don't think she was – I'm sure people have had bad nights. I know that.
She said she fell short of her values.
Yeah. But you know what? She's been falling short of her values, it sounds like. I mean, she's dating a guy who's owning drag bars, and she comes out. And here's another thing. Can I make a comment about this?
Please. We're here to make comments.
Because there are a lot of people who are conservative who are clutching their pearls about the drag queens, and there's a bunch of people on the other side of the aisle who are clutching their pearls saying, oh, these drag queens are like saints. No. I think it is perfectly fair to say that anyone who is dressed in a sexualized manner should not be reading 3-year-old storytime books in a library. Whether you're a drag queen or a stripper, anybody who is dressed in a sexualized manner, I think it just makes sense,
should probably not be
reading to young children.
Common sense.
That being said, you want to go to like a drag brunch or something? I'm with you. Yay, fun, great, go have fun. But you're over 18 or you're over 21 and you're not reading to a 4-year-old. I don't know how we can't. It seems like when some conservatives
talk... Why is that so hard to figure out?
I don't know, but it drives me nuts. Because when some conservatives talk, they just want to, like, ace drag queens off the planet. And then when the other side of the aisle talks, it's like everybody needs to be a drag queen or you're a hateful jerk. I don't understand how we can't just look at what's appropriate for the situation. And Lauren Boebert was guilty of it. She runs off the mouth of the same kind of stuff. And so when she's dating a guy who runs a drag bar, she looks like an idiot. Thank you. And end of story.
Well.
I just don't know why we can't just exercise common sense.
All right, okay, calm down.
Right?
I'm more interested in the business that... What caught my attention wasn't so much that she was fondling this guy's junk.
That should have caught your attention. That was something to see.
It did catch my attention, but it was the fact she was vaping in the theater. Unless she was drunk.
I'm pretty sure that there were cocktails involved, just by looking at the footage a few times as I have.
I think
something was going on.
So, but as a public, you know, one of the things that happens as a, if you will, a public servant is that you're under greater scrutiny.
That's
part of the job.
Not just a public servant, but one who has a really loud and big opinion.
She and Marilyn Green and what's her name? It is Marilyn, right?
It's your girlfriend.
Marjorie. And AOC and that other woman. And it sounds like I'm a sexist here because I have no problem with him.
No, Matt Gaetz would be another one. You're not a sexist. Matt Gaetz is another one.
What's his name? With a guy from New York.
George Santos. Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff. These would be people who are loud.
And
who would know that they are targets.
Yep. And not only are they loud, but they're all, maybe they're loud because they're jerks or they're jerks because they're loud. Not sure which it is. I find all of this stuff. These people who are loud, they get caught and then they find a marriage. Doesn't she have children, Boebert? Doesn't she have children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One just, I think, older children, I think, is also going to be like a dad or something like that.
Well, she's only 37, though.
She started young, Doug.
Apparently she did.
I think so.
That tells you, well, I don't know, does that tell you something?
Well, you also have to remember, I mean, that's not necessarily fair, because different areas of the country, you know, more things are normal.
Mm. Well, anyway, she didn't do herself proud. Yeah, right. But we've all had our, listen, my life hasn't been completely without embarrassment, and nobody's has been completely without. I don't know. Maybe you probably have never been embarrassed. Cause
oh, God. I'm embarrassed every day. And I dwell on it. What are you talking about? My shame bone takes up my whole back.
No, but see, you shouldn't be. Because you're as close to a perfect human being as I think I know.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, I think that's you are. You're one of the most wonderful people. You are every bit as good as you sound on the air. You're helpful. You're kind. You're sweet. People love you. And there's something to be said for that. We can't all be nice. So otherwise, we wouldn't appreciate people like you. Oh, when it gets down to the brass tacks.
Hey,
well, I say it because I love you, and you know that I mean it, so it's there. But anyway, and I also mean what I say about Lauren Boebert. Excuse me, I can't tell you that I didn't chuckle. I was on a tractor yesterday, and I was thinking of all of the things that you and I could say. About, I was actually, once in my life, I was actually rehearsing.
You were writing material?
I was coming up with things like a stroke of genius on her part.
Oh, you're like working for the local newspaper.
I was coming up with stuff with using the term junk. Let's see, what else did I do?
Did you watch the whole thing? It was.
I did. Ooh, ooh. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Very spicy, and she's a very, very pretty girl. I think a lot of people, maybe whether they liked her before politically, might be paying more attention to her.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe how the guy was groping her. And how obvious he was about it, rubbing her chest.
Super weird, wasn't it? It was just
right.
It was very.
And how
bizarre.
Did she meet this? I mean, what would have attracted him?
He's a bar owner in Aspen, so I guess you know. Mm.
Yeah, she's from
running
Colorado.
In circles.
She from Aspen? Is that how?
No, she's from she's actually my my grandparents, the ones that just passed away. She's in their district. It's Grand Junction. It's a bunch of smaller towns in Colorado, Western Colorado.
So how did she get started? What did she do for politics before she became a congressman?
The only thing that I know about her history is what my... It was very funny because I'll remember this clear as day. My grandfather's wife, who I refer to as my bonus grandma, she was sitting there and knows that I was into politics. She goes, "You're going to have to watch this one." She said she owns a bar, she carries a gun, and she's really making waves in politics here. And here she is.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. 18 after the hour. On Good Day.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Make the air. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. When I come back on laughing, especially when Jennifer is here, you know that there's something lewd. Jennifer has said something that was lewd, crude, and uncouth.
You're right.
And so, and you can imagine that with all this conversation about Lauren Boebert, how easy it is to do any and all of that. So
I wish I could claim it was original material, but just search around on social media. You'll find
them. Yeah, well, that was what I was practicing on the tractor yesterday, how I was going to approach this with you, if you will. All right, let's get to some of the things going on in social media beside Lauren Boebert. You can connect
to us.
All
you have to do is just say, here's the rub. She got kicked out of the theater.
Yeah. See, I knew, and that was why I said something along the lines of, come on, we get lost on this. Here's the latest from TikTok, social media trending. The TikTok trending focus is how often men think about the Roman Empire. This is kind of like a Lauren Boebert moment.
Yeah, so I kind of saw this.
Did you? Yeah, the virtual question. A lot of people are asking their boyfriends, their husbands, their fathers, a new trend that's taking over TikTok around it. So what did you think?
I don't know. I don't know what it means, like to distract themselves from, like, other things? Or
It began after an Instagram user, somebody online known as Gaius Flavius, shared some reels of video. Ladies, many of you do not realize how often men think about the Roman Empire. So now there have been all of this. This is one simple little thing, and this is what happens with social media. People on television talking about it. People at parties are talking about it. Yes, I want to know what you think about the Roman Empire. What about the soldiers and what they wore?
Apparently, football was this weekend, week number two, your favorite. And
yes,
one of the guys that I just love, Rob Gronkowski, who used to play with Tom Brady on the Patriots.
Yep. Patriots.
Then went to Florida, and then now he's retired. He's a commentator now. And I happen to see a little bit of the game, and they show him up in the blimp, and he's just such a lovable goofball. And so apparently they asked him, I just looked this up, when do you think of the Roman Empire, Rob, during football yesterday?
Yeah.
He said, only when I watch the movie Gladiator, so once every 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I had no idea this existed until I came across this one expert explanation for why men think about the Roman Empire is that the era has been historically overemphasized in Western societies. However, there is not true consensus as to why men think about the Roman Empire so frequently. What's the matter with me? I don't think about the Roman Empire at all. I didn't even know this was a social media thing until Jay sent me this bit of information. I'm looking at him saying to myself, huh? You got nothing better to do? What in the world is going on with people in their minds?
I don't know, but this is like really made everything. The New York Times had
There's a Washington Post thing on it.
Yeah, men obsessed with the Roman Empire. Women discusses girl version of male obsession with the Roman Empire.
Bring me more Lauren Boebert. Okay. There's something that we posted at all of our social media at Good Day Networks about Bud Light and how they're losing shelf space in major retailers because of all of this hoopla about the drag queen. Was she a drag queen?
She's a transgender person.
So anyway, I was looking at some of the comments about how people now are upset because, in this particular person's point of view, we have men and women working for the distributor losing money. Their families are suffering, their business is suffering because of this. And I think that's something to think about, frankly, with regard to that. Thanks for your comments. 28 after the hour.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch, in both cases like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a 1-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lifting your spirits higher and higher, that's the Job of the Good Day program, among other things, talking about things that matter to you. It's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen against the world, sort of. Well, not really. I think we have a lot of people that agree with us, even though we don't always agree ourselves. We don't have to.
But if we ran the world, just think about it, because even the stuff we don't agree about, we can agree about.
They figured out how to do it, which is something that they're having a hard time doing as usual. I noticed the Republicans have released a short-term bill to avert the shutdown at the end of the month because the fiscal year is over at the end of September. Federal calendar makes October 1st the first of the new spending year. And so now they're trying to broker.
Will anybody notice?
Last time I saw some numbers over the weekend, Jen, that suggested that if, in fact, this thing doesn't get straightened out, it could cost the taxpayers $3 billion. For example, everybody gets paid after the fact.
I know. Furloughs.
Right?
It's just the stupidest thing.
It's really, it is.
It makes me insane. That's another thing. If we got in and actually ran the government like business people, clean it up real fast. But they just can't. They can't do it. They just want to spend. They don't understand. And this is Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, no, everybody. Yep.
Nobody deserves a pass in this department because everybody, none of them have been great stewards of our money. None of them.
All right. So I was looking at the story. There's a new, Iceland Air folks have come up with, they've taken one of their planes and they've converted it into use for private tours and trips. So the plane has 50 seats in it and they're all live, you know, it's the first class, and they're going on chartered trips with this thing. And there's a picture of one of the flights taken over the weekend. It's all over social media. Matter of fact, it was on the news. A flight from Iceland to England, and the passengers getting a look on both sides of the plane. The pilot made a detour so that you could see the northern lights. The plane actually went around in a circle so passengers on both sides could see these, this is a fabulous, look at it, you can see it, it's pretty amazing. The lights, kind of a greenish hue to them.
Something I've always wanted to see, that's definitely amazing.
From a plane, too. I mean, imagine it from a plane. Yeah, it's fabuloso. So I think we'll post that on our social media. All right, so I'm looking at last week's The Chart. We talk about this on Fridays, and it airs in the Talk Radio Countdown Show over the weekend. The things that are different today than perhaps they were, and the things that are still the same from last Friday to today. And the thing that I want to know, frankly, where we are on, of all of the Biden stuff and the Trump stuff and yada yada, the same things we talk about. But the United Auto Workers and their strike.
Yeah.
And some of the threats and how many people are being affected by this. They just shut down one plant for each of the manufacturers. But if what the leadership, the labor unions, UAW, United Auto Workers, have said, if you don't get this straightened out, we're going to make everybody, put everybody else on strike, everybody. So the car manufacturers don't want that because they put all of the contracts together at the same time. The union's smarter than the companies because everybody's contract for all the manufacturers comes up at the same time now. And so they're just coming out of the COVID problem of having enough supply to meet the demand. And so there's, depending on the brand of car, there's from 30 to 90 days on the lots most of the major car dealers in the country. And that is, this is for the first time since the 2020. So here we have things, but you all know you try to buy a new car during the COVID thing. What, you paid $5,000 over a sticker, $10,000 over a sticker, depending on what the model was. And so if this thing, these people, they know what's what. Their beef is the same, Jennifer, as the people that are on strike in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's the same concern, AI, and what are you going to do to protect our jobs? And the owners say, nothing. We're not going to protect your jobs.
It's unfortunate. Like for me, just being in Los Angeles, I feel like everybody's on strike. Because not only do we have the writers and the actors, one thing that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it will as things get closer to like the Olympics and stuff coming into LA, but hopefully they'll get it settled by then. But they've got a bunch of hotel workers on strike. And these are hotel workers at some of the most luxury brands that you can think of in Los Angeles. Now, those people are still are in this process where they strike like, and I'll use the air quotes, so, you know, like a surprise strike during the week. They actually let everybody know, but they're doing it once a week or once a month, and then they go back to work as part of their like negotiation. These are workers in some major hotels in Los Angeles. Now you have the auto workers on strike. I mean, it seems like everybody is really freaking out a little bit about AI. But I was talking to a friend of mine. I don't know if I shared this with you, who's in the producers union, I think, and maybe it's directors union. And he said that their negotiators were just much more, I guess, smart and aware of what to do with AI rather than the writers and the actors. And that
right.
a lot of this is having to do with how their unions are approaching this rather than even the issue with the studios. We all know the studios are greedy and they're just trying to put people out of their homes and let them wait this out until they make the conversation, until they're desperate enough to make a deal. But from his perspective, he actually thinks that the writers and the actors were failed by their own union, not really going into this when they should have adapted.
I think they were, yeah,
the directors.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have leadership. Yep. So, all right, I'm doing a little traveling as you're talking. The Northern Lights thing brought me around to something that's going on. Once again, here we are in California, and off the Southern California coast, there are tours being conducted as we speak. Well, not at this hour of the day there, but there's a flourishing algae situation. All the people say, oh, the algae's dying because of global warming. That's such crap. Here's a place, excuse me, follow, pardon my flourishing time in front of all the ragweed yesterday, which is causing my voice to be compromised, shall we say. Anyway, the onlookers, the boats, the cruises that are going out to see this phenomena out in I think Long Beach is where most of them are going out of, frankly. Mm-hmm. Here's a scientist who said, this is the most magical thing I've ever seen. The beautiful, where the water is clear, you can see these algae that are blooming and filling the, well, look at the, I'm looking at it,
it's
like
really
at
beautiful.
Dusk. Have
yeah.
you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go up the PCH, you can see it. There are some people that are, you know, you see pictures of people
well,
that
underground
are
underground gardens
sitting,
or underwater garden.
Yeah. They're sitting on the beach that are taking pictures of this stuff. This is something that really does fly in the face of all the people who are saying, I mean, there's not, sure, we have marine problems. There are a lot of little seahorses and things that are suffering, getting sick or dying because of the change. And algae, by the way, can be toxic as well. It may be beautiful, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's great for the environment under the water. It chokes out a lot of other stuff, and it does have an effect on animals. I remember when they used to clean out the Sudbury River in my neck of the woods, and they'd bring the stuff that came out of the river in trucks to my compost pile, and it made great fertilizer. Yeah, it's really very, it's very pointed, full of all kinds of rich things, but also it can be unfriendly to some of the stuff that many of the environmentalists are all worked up about. So, all right, as long as we're in California, Jennifer is an expert when it comes to wine, and a lot of people are wine drinkers, and they like to know, they appreciate when Jennifer goes off and talks about some of the wines. As she and her father are both, how do you actually pronounce? I always tease you because I say
sommelier. I know, you always do. Sommelier.
Sommelier, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at an overview of the Temecula Valley, which apparently is home to some of the most beautiful wines. I think we were talking about Napa a week or so ago, and now Sonoma is in focus. And this is just something that's standing out. I don't have, I'm not a wine drinker. I don't have, like, some magazine that comes to me. I just look around as I'm scouring all of the various sources that
well,
I use every
really
day.
Well, it's really farming. So this is why I
yeah.
would think it would be something.
Well, that's where I got it from, a farming magazine, yeah.
I think that you would like to go wine tasting because it is not just about going and getting drunk. It is, I mean, at least when I go, it's about learning. You talk to the winemakers,
and then
you see what
drunk.
They're doing. You're looking at, what was that?
I said, and then getting drunk.
And then getting drunk. No, but it really is about seeing how, like, you can have a wine that is made with the same grapes literally across the street from one another, and it's different because of the soil and the terroir.
Yeah, the soil is what makes the difference in the taste.
Yeah,
like
so it's
else.
Really,
yeah.
I find it really fascinating, and I think it's interesting to see different methods and stuff. But Temecula is actually near San Diego. Their wines are up and coming. Some of them are good. Others are still pretty young and, you know, not as beautiful as you might get up north. But if you come to Temecula to visit, the amount of money that people have put into this area as an investment, the wineries are stunning. They are absolutely beautiful and breathtaking.
Yeah.
So it's really gorgeous. Now, just in, you know, an honest, all transparency, I think that some of the wines still need a little time, but it's still really fun for like a dinner.
Well, but you, yeah, I mean, that's it. The people who go on all these wine tours, they get on horses and they go into these trails and they go to some of these hot, very expensive places to get a massage. The horses, it's like, it's a wonderful way to spend a day or two. I'm going to Napa for Thanksgiving. And I don't know anything about
it. Oh, I'll have to make you a little list of things you'd enjoy up there.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are going up. Sophie's folks have a place in Napa. They're going for Thanksgiving. They invited me to come up. So I said I'll come, you know, for a day or so. And as long as I can, you know, stand to be in one place and take advantage of what there is there. As you,
yeah.
My friend Greg has used to have, they converted a winery in this area to a grow facility, and apparently there's quite a bit of that going on.
Oh, there's
there.
A ton of that up there,
that?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can learn for work, right?
Yes, right. Yes. Anything else? Okay, we'll do some crazy traveling. A Navy veteran's jaw was torn off over the weekend after being attacked by a bear. The whole bottom part of his mouth is gone. Attacked by a grizzly.
Gosh.
Bear while he was hunting in Montana. So the individual is they're going to rebuild his imagine getting that close to him. That's
did you see the guy who was bitten by the shark who just came out last week? And
yeah.
It literally was a shark bite from his eyeball down to his chin. Crazy.
So the sharks and the bears, and now there are 20 rattlesnakes. Somebody was some guy opened up a garage in Arizona. And there were 20 rattlesnakes, including a pregnant one.
Good night, nurse.
Yeah, right. Good night. It's 48 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veteran Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Tom Kreidler, who's here. He's the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the extraordinarily famous, worldwide phenom that's called the Money Pit, which is a weekend radio program. But not only that, it's a whole enterprise of all kinds of things that'll help you around your home. There's that podcast that's been around. First one was done in 1934, I believe, by Tom, and they've been around since then. And then there's the Money Pit newsletter. But first, let's get to some questions from our audience here on Good Day. Tim, listener, says he's got yellow jackets this time of year on the farm around the ice cream. Somebody was complaining to him yesterday because the yellow jackets, they had this mother and father and their son are on the farm, and the bees are swallowing all the happens every year at this time.
Yeah.
That's not this guy's problem. He's got them going under his siding at the house. So does that mean that there's a nest under there someplace?
Yeah, absolutely. What I that's pretty common, especially, you know, as we get towards late summer. There's a couple of things that I do in situations like this, Doug. First of all, I try to find the main access points. You usually find, you know, the part where they're going into the siding.
Right.
And I will mount a sticky trap near there. Now, there's a type of trap. Rescue is a manufacturer of different types of DIY traps. They have something called a trap stick, which is kind of like this. It looks a little bit like a pineapple, but it's
really?
a cone that's covered by a plastic grid. And I love these things because I'll hang them, and I'll do it very carefully when it's early in the morning or late at night. Right near the entrance of the nest. I'll just hang it there and let it go to work. And the funny thing is about this thing, it's got a column that's about maybe 2.5 inches in diameter, maybe 10 inches tall. And I look at it as a parking lot. I can tell you that after 2 or 3 days, there's hardly a parking spot left. So it kind of depletes the number of wasps you have to deal with or bees you have to deal with there. And then once that's done, I will try to get in there and use a powdered insecticide and squirt it into the hole where they're coming in and out. Because the powdered insecticide, the insects will get it on their bodies and take it back to the nest. And then it helps to eliminate the entire nest. So it's kind of a two-step process. It's, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. And if it's something...
Murderer!
You know, I mean, it's just, it, you know, you have to go there when they're not active, and you have to be smart about it. I mean, you can also use one of these sprays that has like a 12-foot spray on it, you know. But the thing is, it doesn't take out the nest, and they'll just rebuild it eventually.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So you got the point there, Tim. The Money Pit podcast has a focus on buying a foreclosed home. Why would that be any different than buying any other kind of home? Is there a special?
It's actually,
yeah, okay.
It's actually quite different, especially in terms of determining the condition of the home, because typically utilities are off and banks are limiting access to the foreclosed home. And so you have to be very, very careful about making sure you understand, you know, what the condition of that home is. So, for example, I will always suggest to my potential buyers, if I was a home inspector or when I was a home inspector, that those utilities be turned on, because you don't know what the condition is of the heating system, the cooling system, the plumbing system, the electrical system. There's a lot that you don't know about that. And it's also a little risky in terms of who's managing that property. I'll tell you a story. You know, some years ago, I had an inspection that I had done, and we did the house inspection. The utilities were off. I told them they absolutely had to have them on for a reinspection before closing. They waited and ultimately did not put them on, but they wanted me to come back and look at the house again anyway. They were willing to take some risk, but not a lot. I went back a day or two before closing. The pipes had frozen. There was 4 feet of water in the bottom of this little house. The drywall was swollen and coming off the walls. It was a disaster. So, you know, there's a lot of risk associated with foreclosures.
Yep. All right. So there's the latest from the Money Pit podcast that you can find at moneypit.com/podcast. As far as the newsletter is concerned, there's always tons of things that are especially helpful. Silly little things like paintbrushes and how do you keep them clean. I like to find as much. I still go out of my way to find paint that is not water-based paint.
Yeah, solvent.
Hard to find.
It's getting harder and harder, yeah. But I will say I'm finding that some of the latex paints are getting better. So, for example, I use the floor paint. It was called a stair and porch paint or something like that. Benjamin Moore makes it. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, that's the paint that I would never, ever buy latex for, because I think that the floor paints just need to be super durable, right, because of all the wear and tear. Well, I used it on a staircase in my house, and I'm really happy with it. It's been like 6 months now, and it's showing no scratching or anything.
Really? Yeah, you got to get special porch and floor paint to do stairs. I learned that. I didn't learn it. I had my guys doing fixing up some places in the barn, the walk-up, sand them well, clean them well, and paint them with that real heavy stuff. All right, all these bits and pieces of advice, MoneyPit.com newsletter and podcast at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here on Good Day.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.